sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right, we're going to call the August 21st meeting of the Senate Special Budget Committee. I've yet to get that title right, but probably by the time we sign the guy, I will have that down.
And then you won't need that.
Tori, we're going to go to work session on House Bill 2011. And anyone that wants to sit around for House Bill 3159, we're not going to do that today.
Oh.
So we're going to do House Bill 2011B only, open work session.
House Bill 2011 does several things related to economic development in Oregon. It establishes job development, has the Department of Economic and Community Development Department's highest priority. It declares a significant purpose of the strategic investment program is to encourage local hiring for economic development projects. It establishes the Governor's Council on Oregon's Economy, charged with coordinating activities in Oregon related to economic development and improving Oregon's economy. It establishes regions in Oregon in which the department will collaborate with local governments for job development and community assistance. It also assembled rapid response teams coordinated from the Governor's Office of the Governor to promote economic development programs and act as liaison between business and government for project development within regions. That was in the past called Community Solutions Teams. It directs the department to establish contact between local businesses and institutes of higher education to encourage the use of the college's research capabilities. And finally, it will require annual reporting instead of biennial reporting on the success of economic development efforts. The B6 amendment is also in your packet, and that will add the economic revitalization team within the Office of the Governor, charged with identifying and prioritizing up to 25 shovel-ready sites for industrial or traded sector use. Several state agencies are assigned specific responsibilities to make those sites ready, including state lands, environmental quality, land conservation and development, and transportation. The amendment limits technical assistance grants and loans to municipalities to 1% of funds in the Special Public Works Fund of the Economic Development Department. It also transfers up to $360,000 in interest earnings from the Special Public Works Fund to the Office of Governor to pay the expenses of the Economic Revitalization Team. It will also appropriate $960,285 general fund to the Department of Land Conservation and Development and $110,000 general fund to the Division of State Lands for the effort required by this bill. We are also going to shift $610,000 in lottery funds and $428,068 general fund from the Economic Development Department to the Office of the Governor in the budget bill for the Governor's Office to cover the Economic Revitalization Team.
Thank you, staff. I guess if I may add to the summary before we get to any concerns or questions, basically some of you from the Economic Development Transportation Subcommittee will recognize Senate Bill 467 is basically the B6 amendments. There's a two- or three-line change in 2011, also in the B6 amendments referenced on the page 2 thing there, that don't change the intent of 2011 in any way. And since these bills seem somewhat close in their purpose, and you guys worked very, very hard on 467, it ran into some gymnastic ability problems on the House side. We're trying to help the Speaker do the right thing and make sure things move forward in an expeditious manner. So are there questions or concerns?
Yes,
Senator Gordley, then Senator Carter.
I'll defer to Senator Carter, who served on the committee. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to make a comment in terms of the cutting edge and visionary aspects of this bill, and that is that we're obviously running out of available industrial land in this state and more predominantly in urban communities, and for us to be on the leading edge of trying to identify properties of this nature, but cutting edge in the sense that we brought all of these agencies together, and so that they have to talk and look at the whole issue of wetlands mitigation and looking at identifiable land, and more than that, having a date by which they have to respond to this is, I think, is quite innovative. So my compliments to the people who all worked on this piece of legislation, because I think it's exciting. It's great.
Very good. Senator Gordon.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I would just like to make an observation, and it comes from
having spent at least three sessions working on economic and community development issues, and I think my good colleague, Senator Carter, would probably join me in the comments that I'm going to make, given her long history with economic and community development issues as well. This is the observation. I think that looking ahead to the interim, that the Legislative Assembly has an opportunity to reaffirm and readopt the practice of having a joint committee on trade and economic development. Since repeal of the statute, we've embarked on separate policymaking processes, one in the House, one in the Senate. And this approach, I believe, leads us to fragmentation in our thinking and also fragmented policymaking. I think that if we are looking at strategies, and we are looking at what are the strategies that will move the state forward with regard to economic and community development, that we as a legislative body need to be more coordinated and thoughtful in our approach. And so what I'm saying here is that I would hope that during the interim, and this is a call on our leadership, we'll look at bringing back by statute a joint trade and economic development committee. I know that in the past, Senator Carter chaired a joint committee, and she can speak with a lot more authority than I about the value of having that kind of approach in our policymaking. So again, I just want to put that comment on the record and ask all of us to think about that. And to do more than think about it, to act on what I'm putting forward, which is a recommendation. It's also a recommendation that Senator Metzger and Senator Atkinson heard over and over again in the joint committee that they chaired, looking at opportunities for economic development in our state. And again, I think it's time that we revisit the statute.
Thank you. Good point.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Winters and Senator Messerling.
First, I just want to point out that at least one of the 25 sites must be in Eastern Oregon. It would be my hope that in looking at the sites, that we look also that there could be more than one, and so that we can start reducing this divide that we have between urban and our communities in central and eastern and southern Oregon. I think that, you know, I'm encouraged that we're moving ahead to develop a shovel-ready project. But I think so often we think more down the I-5 corridor, and we have created this divide over time. And I think this is an opportunity really for us to really pay some attention to the rest of Oregon. I'm very mindful that I think some of us would like to see one Oregon and not see so much of the divide. And I'm saying this to the governor's office and those who will be involved in putting this together, that for me, I would like to see us to place some emphasis, a lot of emphasis, on building that divide. I think unless we begin to do that, we will consistently in this state have a division between urban and rural Oregon.
Thank you, Senator. Good comment. Senator Messerly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to expand on that just a little bit. As I read on page 2, number 3 in the criteria, it really cuts out old mill sites and industrial sites that are outside the urban growth boundary but still have, and I think there was a bill earlier in the session to deal with this situation.
Right.
that have water, rail, highway, and are sites that are available and ready to go, but I don't see that they comply with this or would fit in this category, and I wonder why we... quite frankly, I was told that those categories would be included in this bill that when it came through. So that's one concern I have. The other concern I have is the revitalization team. And I think that's appropriate. But when I look in Section 19 of how we fund those, my question is that we discussed that in three of the budgets that were in my budget committee, and I don't recall having the funding for those. And well, we don't say how many positions in each one of those departments. Is this new, or is this consistent with the budget bills that we've already passed out?
The funding is consistent with the budget bills we've passed out. The Transportation Economic Development Committee worked very hard on trying to find an equitable solution that did not impact existing county revenues, which was the previous solution. And all the different parties have agreed to use these, I think it's four different sources to take care of it, with a little bit of general fund, the special public works, et cetera. So that is taken into account. It's in the bills we've already passed out in the lottery allocation money, for instance. So that part is okay. I guess I'd ask Mr. Gallagher, maybe Mr. Chandler, come up and answer your first question, Senator. Not Jeff.
Good analogy.
Mr. Chairman, we prefer to think of ourselves as Heckle and Jekyll, but
and that is definitely the Jeff
dynamic
right
duo.
There.
Please proceed.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, John Chandler, Tom Gallagher. To answer your question, Senator Messerly, the language on page 2 of the B6 amendments in no way affects the other legislation, the mill bill or the other, I don't recall their numbers. There have been a couple deals dealing with rural industrial sites. This has no effect on those. Those are through the system or on their way through the system. They will go into law. What this is attempting to do is address a piece of a separate bill that was, what was the chair's term, had some gymnastic issues, to address the needs of Eastern Oregon. And to address Senator Winter's question, this is not limiting. It's our hope that where the sites are available can be made shovel ready across the state.
Can I ask a question?
Sure. Follow up.
Okay. Is the issue taken care of then where there some of the counties were putting restrictions on the size of the buildings for old mill sites and old industrial sites?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Messerly, that issue, I was tortured in several work groups. I left before it got resolved. I believe that's taken care of in at least one other piece of legislation. This bill doesn't affect it one way or the other.
Okay. And Mr. Chair, if I could have another follow up on my second question.
Please.
We had an agreement on the community solutions teams for Department of Environmental Quality. Is that changed?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Senator Carter first, and then Senator Winter.
Help me understand this. Are we having problems locating industrial land in rural Oregon, whether it's central, east, or southern?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Carter,
industrial land, is that a problem? And rural areas are just urban boundary areas.
It's different problems, different places, Senator Carter. I won't go into too much detail. We did a study during the last interim from a bill that this body passed, House Bill 3557, where we looked at the issue of commercial industrial land. And what we found was across the state there was a shortage, not so much of industrial land per se, but of land that was ready to go. And as I said, I might have said it in your committee, we have 20-year supplies of land a lot of places. We don't have 2-week supplies. We don't have 2-year supplies. And that's what this bill is attempting to address. But the problems extend, it's different places. The needs faced by the metropolitan area, for example, are different than the needs faced city of Burns, for example. They both have need for land based on their own economies. That's why the bill is silent as to acreage and everything else. It is a problem statewide.
Mr. Chairman, the reason I was asking that question, because some time ago when we, years ago, I'm dating myself a little here, yes, there was a problem with shovel-ready land in most of the rural areas, but it was more problems with industrial land, because if you take the city of Portland, you know, we'd be really fighting over property into Clark County or either into Washington County. So I can see where it's a problem in urban communities, but in terms of the availability of industrial land, and I thought you made that clear in terms of both industrial and shovel ready in terms of a state issue. Am I wrong?
Ms. Chair, Senator Carter, no. What we're trying to do with the bill is to be able to address the needs of the state
on both,
both all parts that's of the state, all sizes of communities.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Good question. Yes,
I don't need now the good senator from North Portland and Northeast Portland.
Very good. Further questions, concerns? I, too, would just like to express my appreciation for the gentleman before us and everyone else that's worked very, very hard and long. Governor's office, too, has been very involved. This bill has morphed and changed perhaps as much or more than many others, but I think it's gotten actually better as a result of that many changes, hopefully including this last one, and will be a credit to where the state's going, help agencies do the work they need to do, maybe refocus some of our interest within the urban growth boundaries, which is perhaps long overdue. And I certainly agree with Senator Gordley's inference that it might be well in these tough times, or no longer in the 1990s, to resurrect the joint Standing Committee on Economic Development Transportation, and thankfully as senators will hopefully carry that message to our Senate President and see if we can't work with the Speaker in doing something like that. There's no further discussion. We need a motion to move the B6 amendments to
Mr.
the bill.
Mr. Chairman, I move the B6 amendment to House Bill 2011.
Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman, yes. I move House Bill 2011 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you very much.
Or to the floor.
That's correct.
That's right.
To the floor.
To the floor.
To the floor. Sorry.
We're not waiting.
Wow.
This is the select committee.
Yeah. Ba, 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 ba.
Seeing no further discussion and no objection, so ordered. Committee adjourned. No further notice.
Oh,
keep your eyes
God.
And ears on for when we're going to meet, folks.
Oh, my.
Did I miss 3159?
Oh, yeah.
Put that over.